In Mexico, the number of people at vital risk from viruses is not comparable to the 9 women who die every day as victims of femicide or hate crimes. Our situation, which is compromised every day, has been historically underestimated, and the problem reduced to something less than what it truly is: extermination. Just like the underlying systematic mechanism, also sexism, as its source has never been considered a pandemic, despite its systematic and worldwide spread. It is the reason why we believe in the importance of holding meetings like Cybergirls to address and share our realities, cultures, alternatives, feminisms, and unite under the conception of a conscious and respectful society for all.
This statement was released by Cybergirls in 2020 in their website. Cybergirls is a critical hack feminist techno-anarchist and a collective to recreate technology and gender stereotypes. With us, part of Cybergirls, Radio Cosmica Libre, could you tell us more about the collective, both Cybergirls and Radio Cosmica Libre?
We started back in 2017 by the initiative of Constanza Piña, aka Corazón de Robota. We wanted to know the community of women that were working with technology here in Mexico City. Back in 2017, we had the opportunity to share space with a group of women that were coming from different countries that also work with technology. We made an open call, and that's how the Technofeminist meeting started. And we've been working together for the last years. Unfortunately, as you read, last year we couldn't perform the meeting because of the corona pandemic. And that's why we released this statement that you can read in our webpage. Well, it's basically a gathering that is focused on disrupting technology and recreating our notions of technology through workshops where we do like DIY and do it together electronics. We also have like ancient medicine workshops, animation, open source and open hardware workshops. And then we finish on the last weekend of March. My partner Haki here, she is one of the founders of Radio Cosmica Libre, and she's going to talk to you now about that.
Radio Cosmica Libre was born between a talk with Emma and me. We were talking about it wouldn't be cool to have a radio. The first idea was to, since I'm a DJ and a producer, I was thinking about doing this online radio. But then talking with Emme, who is part of Cybergirls, and I think this is very important because since she is part of this collective, she talked to me about this transmitter, open source transmitter. It was able to transmit only with internet and an audio input. That's how the radio was born in 2019. And we went on a trip to Guatemala, Lake Atitlan. We made one of our first transmissions there. The first transmissions were here in Mexico City as just some run tests. There we gathered some interesting group of women in music and production and in festivals, and we started working together. So it was born as a feminist project since the beginning. It's meant to be free. We don't respond to advertising on other kind of dynamics in this radio. So we came back here to Mexico City, and we've been streaming from other cities. Another thing that is very interesting about this transmitter is that we can travel with it, and we've managed to create a collective. Our main goal is to talk about women in the music, in politics, in the streets.
Today, on the 8th of March, we would like to share with the listeners as well what's happening in the 8th of March. Is there demonstrations taking part or gatherings, or how do you show or present this day?
There is a bunch of activities that are happening all around the city. Yes, there is going to be a demonstration. However, many people is like, I don't know if I'm going to go because of like meeting a large group of people, and it's been kind of dangerous too. But as far as the activities, like pre-activities that we are doing with the radio, there's going to be this virtual meeting of women against feminicide. It's going to be like a conversation, music, and talks that is going to be made from Guatemala and Mexico, and there's going to be the sound system at the Antimonumenta. So we're going to be broadcasting live from there. And there's also going to be a special collaboration with a collective called Psy Sisters. Well, they are based in England, and they are having a special interview for the 8th of March with a woman DJ, and we're going to be broadcasting that from the radio. And then from our radio, which is La Revuelta Radial Cósmica, so let's say like the cosmic radio revolt, and that's going to be starting at 11 hours, and it's going to go till 1 a.m. on the next day. And we're going to have a special edition of our shows and guest radios from Ecuador and other countries from South America. Well, there's also going to be the march. And so our friends from Radio Violeta, they're going to be there in the march live. So we're going to restream that. And then there's going to be like a special meeting point, which is in La Cañita. This is like a trans feminist queer bar and restaurant in Mexico City. It's going to be like one of the main meeting points there. There's going to be live music with Chingona Sound, which is feminist music collective. Yeah, that's like a short list of the many activities that are going to happen in the city.
One of the main issues we are communicating and we want to link to our work we are doing, Radio Cosmica Libre, is to give a space to women in a lot of disciplines, not only music and radio. It's to talk about women in science, women as a political subject. Other issues we want to demystificate, if that is even a word, it's to make technology and radio production much more accessible to women, especially here in Mexico City and its surroundings, like Estado de Mexico. And another issue that we talk, it's about resistance, it's about being resilient as women, surviving Mexico. But it's really difficult because here we are living in a country that it has a war on women. The violence is there, so we need to take care of each other. And we need to talk about these things, and we need to make noise and go out to the street and link between each other. So I think that's been one of our priorities last year, and now
the radio came to be a virtual community for all of us, and we weren't able to get together. The radio came to be a good way to stay connected and to express what we were feeling. It was a very good way, kind of like radio therapy.
You're saying like radio and media is one of the methods that it will be used in the corona lockdown. So the other regions are as well taking that in consider, or they are using other methods?
We've been using also the mainstream media. It's not really well seen with some other collectives, but we believe using this mainstream social media, because a lot of people that don't think like us and other people that don't see this national emergency as a violence against women here in Mexico, we need to go and show them, and we show them what we are doing and invite them to listen to us, since we are not comfortable only talking to our same collectives, because the collectives we are in, we all have like a similar kind of philosophy. And what we really want to do is to get out there to the people that are not thinking about this subject. So we make this kind of really contents, this really friendly contents with music and with people, journalists talking about women in music and how it's important to see that there's a gender gap and an economic gap and sexism and things that people don't like the words, because it seems like, oh, feminist, oh no, that's really strong, oh, sexism. Where are you talking about that? So we want to go out there. We've been using a lot of digital tools. Yeah, but the thing that I like the most about the radio is that we can move. And we've been experimenting with streaming live from the street with some portable batteries and some routers for Wi-Fi. It's really exciting to go out in the streets and stream. We've been like locked down in the studio, but now we are taking this other step, and we want to be streaming from the streets.
How does the corona pandemic means for your feminist work, especially this year, and the difficulties that the corona pandemic leave in how is it affecting the feminist struggles or women's struggles?
I guess it means a challenge, obviously. It represents some limitations for us in the sense that we can't make so many live shows because it's not necessarily safe to have everybody on our radio booth. It means more pre-recorded shows. And well, yeah, I mean, it affects our work, but it also means we need to find other ways. It means putting in practice our creativity. We need to organize more virtually than physically.
I think Emma is right when she talks about creativity, because we have been getting a lot of that. We've been getting really creative since we need to overcome all these issues, like we haven't been able to gather together. A little bit ironic, maybe without the pandemic, Radio Cósmica Libre wouldn't be what it is today, because the 8th of March of last year, it was really shocking for all of us. We were so many women on the streets that we couldn't move. So it was something like historical. I don't know, it was just a bunch of feelings that I've never had before. And the radio was still going in that time. But then that in that March, we really linked with our collectives. We really saw we were in this together. And then a week later, we were all scared. We were all in our houses without wanting to go out because of coronavirus. I think that the positive thing about the lockdown is that it gave a lot of collaborators the time to produce their shows and send them over, since we were not doing any more lives. We used to do these live transmissions for hours where we talk, we played music, we had performances. But then since we were all locked down, that gave us the time to produce all the content and to listen to each other. It's really ironic how it's like the positive thing of this world crisis. It's been that we've managed to create a feminist community here, and we managed to recognize each other and work together and feel that we are not alone on this, and we have our tribe, we have our collective here supporting us.
And we are here from Radio Corax sharing our solidarity with you and to be together, recognized and heard. If you'd like to share anything with the listeners who are listening to you right now in the 8th of March.
Sure. Well, I would like first to invite them to check our programmation. We have a lot of news and a lot of music from women here in Avia Yala and a lot of places in Latin America. And I don't know, maybe to take a look to how radio is so similar as, I don't know, newspapers, like when the TV came and the internet came and all this technological media came, they all said that it's going to disappear the radio, it's going to disappear the newspapers, but no, it hasn't. It's really curious to see how with this overproduction of contents now in the pandemic, like you go into social media and there's always webinars and talks, everything, it's like virtual, how a lot of people are looking back to the radio. And it's really great to just have this kind of audio stream that you only click a link. There's no image, there's nothing else but the sound coming from another country, another latitude, another continent. I think it generates an atmosphere, an intimacy, because you're letting that audio go straight to your home, your ears, and the place where you are from. So it's really strong, and I really believe that radio creates community as no other media I've ever met.
If you're listening to the radio, then you're supporting and resisting with us as well, especially if you support radios like Radio Cósmica Libre and Radio Corax, that we create our own content and we talk about what many other media don't talk about. What does the corona pandemic mean for feminist struggles? And I think it means taking on different paths to fight and to reorganize ourselves. Like, also means, as we were saying before, creating new ways of communicating and analyzing in depth whatever is going on. It means, like, looking inside ourselves and being able to find a way to share that, whatever we've learned with the world and with the listeners.